From NPR News, it's Day to Day. Federal investigators are looking into a surge of counterfeit wine sales. The Wall Street Journal says subpoenas have been sent to wine dealers and collectors and auction houses to see if they knowingly sold cheap wine as rare and expensive vintages. Joining us is John Dimsdale from Marketplace. John, what happened here?
Well, this is really a sign of how fast the sales of these high-end wines have been growing. We're talking bottles that go for thousands of dollars. The investment market for these wines is apparently booming. The Wall Street Journal attributes it in part to strong corporate and stock market profits recently, giving more people the resources to invest in rare wines. Christie's, the famous art auction house, has been getting into wine auctions in a big way. 2006, their biggest year ever, they sold $58 billion in wine. Christie's isn't the only one to identify vintage wines as lucrative sources of commissions. So there's clearly a huge speculative and apparently unregulated market. With bottles going for that much money, there's also opportunity for counterfeiters to basically put new wine in old bottles. Wine Spectator magazine estimates that as much as 5% of the rare vintage wine sold either at auction or privately is fake.
So what do we know about this current investigation?
Well, not a whole lot. It's still in the evidence-gathering stage. The Wall Street Journal reports that several wine collectors and auction houses have received subpoenas, and there's a grand jury in New York City hearing the evidence that's being collected. We do know about one lawsuit filed last year by a wine collector against a German wine merchant who's accused of forging bottles that the merchant claimed belonged to Thomas Jefferson in Paris and some other wines supposedly owned by Tsar Nicholas II in Russia. The German merchant denies the allegations, but you can tell from this just how difficult it would be to verify those kinds of claims. The feds aren't commenting on whether that case is part of their investigation.
And do experts have tips on how to make sure that the old bottle you're buying is genuine?
Well, the buyers are trying to press auction houses and merchants to take the responsibility to certify that the wines they sell is genuine. I guess whether auctioneers and merchants can be held liable for these counterfeit wines is something the courts will probably end up deciding. A lot of these expensive wines are French, where bottling records before the end of World War II are sketchy if they exist at all. Auction houses say that with the growth in sales, they're now on the alert for fraud. Without commenting on this particular investigation, wine auctioneers say that they've stepped up their vigilance to verify the wine is what the seller says it is. The head of Christie's wine department was traveling today and couldn't return my phone call. But he told the Wall Street Journal that people should be confident when they buy at auction, since the publicity of the sale protects buyers.
I suppose. Thank you, John. John Dimsdale of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace from American Public Media.